This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is an especially tricky time to be a physician, even beyond the unplugging of Obamacare. The job itself is changing. New responsibilities range from managing electronic health records to doctors forced to become expert in the costs of treatment. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on young doctors arming themselves with an MBA.
Dan Blumenthal was getting worried about the daily rounds. He's a resident, that's a doctor in training, at Massachusetts General Hospital.
We were taking way too long to see all of the patients who we needed to see, and as a consequence, our residents were getting tired.
Blumenthal is training to become a cardiologist. He also graduated from Harvard Business School, where he sharpened his analytics skills. It was that training, says Blumenthal, that helped him see the problem clearly. The doctor in charge was taking up so much time teaching junior staff, he was wearing them out, and patients were suffering. So the young doctor gulped and asked to meet with his boss.
And so I sat down with him, frankly, about this problem, specifically to improve the efficiency of our rounds without compromising our educational priorities and mission.
It's hoped a new crop of dual docs like Blumenthal will spot inefficiencies, develop new practices, and upturn business as usual, ultimately leading the U.S. towards better care at lower costs. When as much as $1 trillion a year is considered wasted money, Dr. Kevin Schulman at Duke says the country is desperate for a shakeup.
We're not talking about small changes in the marketplace. We're talking about the importance of a pretty fundamental change in healthcare over the next 5 to 10 years.
Schulman, who ran the MD-MBA program at Duke for a dozen years, believes a business background can infuse physicians with the capacity to innovate, much like an entrepreneur. He says too often, too many healthcare executives have failed to think strategically about how to transform their businesses. He points to hospitals and physicians who whiffed on electronic patient records.
We ended up buying a technology that was very good at billing, but not very flexible to providing data to individuals about their care or helping them to become better shoppers in healthcare.
In 2000, there were fewer than 30 joint degree programs. Today, that number has more than doubled. Harvard Business School professor Rob Huckman says the shift is on.
There's a greater interest in thinking about topics like process improvement and how do we increase individuals working in teams together so that they can solve problems faster.
Huckman says healthcare looks more and more like manufacturing. That means a growing interest in the systems that deliver reliable, safer, and hopefully cheaper care. Really, he says it's moving away from the art of medicine towards the business of medicine. Perfect for someone with an MD-MBA degree. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.